Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny.
We have a guest here, Aero De Niro, eating an ice cream, so we'll see how long that lasts. This is take two. We recorded and then it was just so chaotic with Aero, so let's try to like get it all out, Mom.
Alrighty.
So we had a really busy week. Today is, we all have busy weeks every week, don't we? It's just like, it's crazy, like the word Sonder is a realization that everyone lives as vivid and complex of a life as your own. So as I'm driving down the road today, I just like look in the road, it would look in their vehicle down the road, and I'm like, that person lives just as complex life as I live. It's just, it's kind of crazy how we all intermingle, because sometimes it's hard to stop and be like, not focus on yourself. You know, you gotta like focus, you have to focus on other people. And I remember when I was younger, I would just be like, oh, you know, it's just not like opening up to other people as much. And now I really sit back and like love to listen to people and their stories and stuff.
Yeah. And it is hard. Everybody, it is hard to like stop, you know, your own life and like say, oh my gosh, like I'm being a bad friend. I'm being a bad mother. I'm being a bad partner. Like, you know, because you're so busy, and that sometimes like I'll be so busy. Like if I listen to Aero all day and then you just pick him up and then dad starts telling me like five things, I'm like, I look at him like I said, like, just let me breathe for a half an hour, you know, and then I feel guilty. It's like, okay, he's has a lot of things he wants to talk to me about. I need to be able to listen. Yeah. And it's just, it is hard. You got to just kind of sit back and like say, okay, like I can do this. I got this, you know, and you don't get your downtime when you want your downtime. I mean, it's, you have to adjust to when you can have it, you know, and like, and everybody's so busy. So when they can talk, it just, it's all, you know, different times. Just like I was, we talked in take one about me and Nicole are together all the time, or like, or Aero's with one, me all the time when he's not with her. And we never get one-on-one talking. Like we actually need to plan a dinner date or like a couple hours to just go hang out and talk, because we do not get to have adult conversation. This is probably the most adult conversation we have all week, besides screenshots or remind me to tell you about this or
work
or,
schedules
or or work schedules or, you know, things that have to be done for the shop or the, you know, ordering clothes or that kind of stuff. It's not, no, just, it's not actually fun sitting down and laughing kind of talk unless we go on a vacation or something. So that's why we like to go do things. And I realize everybody's life is like that. Everybody's so busy and they're just everybody in their own ways. And
yeah, no, it isn't. You know, I, before I had kids, I guess I really didn't understand like what, how hard it is to have kids. And so I apologize to all my friends who had kids before me, because I feel guilty like I wasn't there for you like I should have been. So tonight, like one of my friends had her third baby, and this is the first baby she's had after Aero, and they weren't feeling like very good. Everything went great though, like as far as that, but they're sick. And so, you know, I drove and I dropped them off dinner and cookies and stuff, and it just like felt really good to help out, and even in a small way. And because I know I would have loved like that when I was at home frustrated with just one baby, I can't imagine several. So I really want to start doing that and thinking of others even in my busy life, because having a busy life doesn't make you more important than anybody else. And that's kind of like what I read this one quote that was like, just because you're busy doesn't mean you're more important. And
I don't relate those two things together.
So sometimes, like, say you're,
it relates it to more stress, having a busy life being more stress.
No, because yeah, I get that too. But if you go up to a mom who has like all these kids who put their kids in like 20 things, and they're just like, oh, we're just too busy for that. We're just too busy for that. And I get that. We're all busy. And it's like, you decide what you want to be busy with. So,
yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Anyways, that was random, but kind of a good topic, because I feel like we always start off the podcast with, we're so busy, and I don't want you to think that we don't know that you're busy. Thank you for taking time out of your day to even listen to us. It amazes me that anybody listens to us.
And that it truly amazes me too. And honestly, we do it because we hear people saying that, you know, it takes a break in their day, and it makes them, you know, feel like they're, you know, our friends, as we feel like you're our, you know, the same kind of thing. And so we like to like continue to do this as much as we can. And I think I've talked about it before. Like, I really thought Victor's job was going to have a more home at night to be able to do this, but it's less, but he really enjoys his job. So I'm super, super happy, you know, that he gets to, and he gets so much more experience. It's just that with the diving team, everything is far away. Like before, he worked in our county. So he was always home at his designated time. Like tonight, he's not getting home till midnight, you said?
Yeah. And
he's all the way like in Mackinac City.
He has not been home like before six this whole entire week so far. And it's just crazy.
And Arrow goes to bed by 7. So
this is busy season, though. He said in the winter, it should be a lot quieter, hopefully, so because people aren't on the water.
Well, ice fishermen and all that.
I know, but I just like really need some downtime, because he used to have, which we were spoiled, but he used to have like the he worked four 12s 1 week, three 12s the next, and that was full time. So during the week he'd have full days off, and I got used to that. I mean, that was for like several years.
And I got used to it because I feel like we don't get to. We used to do a lot of stuff all the time together, but now it's even been too busy to do that. We haven't even done that.
I feel like you don't see Vic like at all.
I don't, except for when he's dropping Arrow off or picking him up. I made us go out
to dinner last Thursday because I was like, our gang hasn't been out to dinner in forever. Normally we go out to dinner. And so, it was kind of crazy because it's been so long. It's just so weird. Yes. And we were actually supposed to go to Mackinac Island this weekend. Me, my mom, my dad, Victor, and Arrow, we booked this really cool murder mystery. It's like a murder mystery weekend. So you stay at the Grand Hotel, and you basically there's different like acts you have to go to, and then the whole weekend is full of like
there was
clothes.
Like even a dress code and everything,
and they pay for your like dinner and breakfast and stuff. So we booked it a couple months ago, and we actually ended up canceling. It was really stressful because was that just yesterday that he
no
had that?
two days ago
Arrow I changed Arrow's diaper right in the morning, and I had my doctor appointment. So I was like, okay, I get up early. I'm going to change Arrow's diaper, drop him off at my mom's. Well, he had blood in his poop, and this was like not something he's ever had before. He always strains. Just let him have it, Mom. He always strains. And so I was like, okay, could it be from straining? I don't quite understand. And I know for sure that's what it was. I mean, I took a picture, and then it was, anyways, that's 100%. What it was, but it was bright Frank blood. So I was like, okay, that could just be from a cut or something inside. Don't panic. But I was panicking. So I dropped him off at my mom's. I told her, and I was like, I Googled it really quick and it could be something not serious. Don't worry. And then I went to the doctor and I asked her about it. And she said that, it's fine. She said that it could be something super serious or it could be no big deal, which is kind of what I saw on the internet too. So just kind of watch to see if he has any more. Oh, hold on. He's okay. You okay, buddy? Let's slow down, honey, okay?
But he's licking that because he wiped that with it. That's what I told you.
I think it's totally fine, Mom, because it's sensitive.
He's taking a Pampers-sensitive wipe and wiping his ice cream off, and then he wants to eat his ice cream. I'm just not...
Mom, just... Mom, you gotta just, like... Don't let him do it. Don't be super... When you fight him on those things, he fights you 10 times harder. It's just... If you don't... He doesn't think you don't want him to do it, then he won't do it. Okay. Reverse psychology.
So anyways, yeah, so the doctor said to wait a couple of days to make sure that it doesn't, his next bowel movements aren't like that. And with being up in Mackinac and on taking a ferry to the island, we were just concerned with it. So,
yeah. So I called and just seen if I could cancel, and then they would let me for just like a fee because I do not want to be stressed. I'm already like was stressed. So anyways, I normally have super high blood pressure and heart rate because I have arrow. Let's do quiet time, honey. Arrow, shh. I normally have a high heart rate and high blood pressure because I have white coat hypertension. And those numbers were completely normal and fine because I actually had something real to worry about. I think it was so weird, but I was like 124 over 78. My pulse was in the 70s. My doctor has never seen that. But I was like, yeah, actually, I have a real worry I need to talk to you about. So...
Open that up.
My doctor is so awesome because she does my whole family, and I love that she kind of like... knows all of us, which makes me feel good because if I go, I can ask her a question and I feel totally normal asking her that. And she knows like my mom and dad. She's like, I want to test this because your dad has this and da da da. I'm like, okay, sounds good. So anyways, that's just like, if you can all get the same doctor, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, it is nice to have a family doctor. And but yeah, so we were supposed to have a weekend away, but I was a little bit nervous about, I was thinking for as expensive as that kind of thing is to going, spending 5 hours to get to the island on Friday and then 5 hours to get back on Sunday and only having one day that you weren't driving on Saturday, that it was probably a blessing in disguise to actually have some time and we can actually work on the store this weekend because Victor actually has the whole weekend off. Dave has no plans, except for maybe a little bit of hunting here, but that's like... You know, so it's actually going to work really, really well.
Arrow, do you want these nuggets and french fries? Is that what you're looking for? See, I'm so sorry, you guys. It's hard. It's hard for me to stay calm in situations like this. So I'm sorry that I sound so frustrated. But he's putting sweet and sour sauce on his hand and putting it in my mom's face. He thinks he's helping her and giving her a bite, though. So he doesn't mean anything by it.
No, he just he likes to be involved, so he's got to be make sure he's and if I wasn't here right now, he would be sitting on Nicole's lap all cuddled up and ready to go to bed because it's already his bedtime. So he just knows exactly. I'm just thinking a year from now, it was like because we just went and booked. Me and Dave just got back right now from booking our site. We're moving to a different site. So we were up at the campground going through to see which ones are available to move to and then talking and get, you know, putting our deposit down and whatever. And I was like picking sites based on him because there's some by the river or the creek or whatever. And I do not want to be there, but I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to be like 3 next year. He's going to listen even way better, you know, because one of the sites we picked that's got a really big yard is kind of by where you come in, which people come in slow. But I'm like, I don't think like by next year we'll even have an issue with him, you know, trying to run out and stuff like that. Because it was good, you know, it was a good site to pick. But it's just, I'm like, holy crap, he is getting just so, so big and so smart. And he's always has
something new to say.
And he knows how to play me already. I stopped over here just for a minute before we left to grab something when we went up there like a couple hours ago. And I'm getting ready to leave. And he did crocodile tears and said, please don't leave me. I'm like, okay, I've seen you all day, Arrow. And I know he probably didn't even care that I was leaving. I don't know. Maybe he did. But it was just like, it's just funny. He's always got something.
No, he was sad, I think. He does that to me in the night when I get up to go to the bathroom. If he knows, he wakes up, he goes, please don't leave me, mama. And I have to carry him while I go pee. I'm like, okay. It's too sad not to respond to. Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health and performance in our days. Having a consistent nighttime routine is non-negotiable, so we are introducing Beam Dream. You know we've been raving about Beam's Dream Powder, and it's their healthy hot cocoa for sleep. Today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their best-selling healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. It's now available in delicious flavors like cinnamon cocoa, chocolate peanut butter, and mint chip. Better sleep has never tasted better. Dream is tested for high quality, efficiency, and formulated to ease your body into rest and support all four stages of the sleep cycle with no next day grogginess. It contains powerful all natural blends of like reishi, magnesium, melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. You just mix the Beam Dream into hot water or milk. You can stir or froth it and enjoy before bedtime. So my mom's been using it. She really likes it. I think she might be out, actually, because she just mentioned that to me. But you can find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/coco and use code COCO at checkout. That's BEAM.com/COCO and use code COCO for up to 40% off. So this is a random topic, but, Twix is a cat that we have, which you probably know about Twix. We, found him as a kitten way back when I was on Big Brother All-Stars. Vic took care of him for that summer. And then we ended up, bringing him to the new house. And Vic was always like, you have to find him a home. You have to find him a home. And he forces me like every 6 to 8 months, he forces me to put it on Facebook and, you know, says that it's now.
You got 1 month. You got 30 days.
Like, it's like this threat. And I'm just like, okay. And sometimes, no, he's serious. He's dead serious. Like, if our fights are mainly over a cat. And so I'll put it on Facebook and then I'll get people messaging me and I never look at the messages. I'm so sorry because, like, I'm not giving him up, but I'll do this. And so I'll pacify him for like another 6 to 8 months. Well, finally last night, he's just had it. He's like, you have one month or I'm finding a home for this cat. And I don't trust like what he would do. And so, I kind of like, there's this one lady who is the sweetest lady and she watches my dogs. And I was just like, I only asked her, I was like, hey, I know I've asked you before, but is there any way that you want Twix? And she's just kind of like, she has other cats and stuff and dog. And, you know, she's like, I don't, you know.
And she says Twix is the sweetest cat.
She says Twix is the sweetest cat. So she was kind of like, no, again, right? Because she has a lot. She has two senior cats she's worried about and stuff. And I was like, I will give you the litter robot. Like, I'm not like begging, but I'm just like, just so you know, the litter robot's yours if you take him. Wherever he goes, the litter robot goes. So anyways, I surprisingly woke up to, well, she called me actually. Well, she texted me that she'd take him and then she called right after. And I was just like, it's the happiest moment because she is someone who loves like the cat sitting on her lap while she's watching a movie and hanging out. And that's all Twix wants in life. And I can't give that to him because Victor will not allow the cat upstairs. We do have a huge downstairs that's completely finished with furniture and everything. And we go down and see him a lot and we let him outside a lot. But like he wants more cuddle time than I can give him. And so I think it's finally, Victor doesn't even know yet because I feel like I have to tell him in person because it's just such a big deal to him. He's going to be so happy where I'm sad.
And he'll be happy that I think he's going to be happy for you that she's the one taking him because yeah. He knows you won't be stressed about her taking him.
Right. Exactly. I swear it's either my brother, my best friend, Mariah, or this lady I phone out my animals on. And I'm so happy because it's like the best thing ever, but I've already tried Mariah and she was a no-go. And, my brother was a no-go, so.
Well, you just gave your brother a cat.
And I gave Mariah two cats. Right? Yeah, Polly and Verlander. Yeah. So.
And and I mean, you're lucky. I was just telling Dad that last night when before I knew she was taking them. I'm like, she's actually, Victor is actually lucky because you probably would have kept the other cat too, and you would have had two cats.
Hershey, yeah.
No, and Snowball. No, I meant Snowball, because what were you going to do with her?
He wouldn't even let me bring her home.
I mean, but what if Jesse wouldn't have took her? You would have felt.
I don't know. That's like, don't push that, honey. That's just stressful. Does anyone else fight about animals or something else? Because I am just like so in love with animals that it could occupy all my time and money. So, but that's actually not even it with Twix. It's just Victor doesn't like the hair. Like cats shed and our dogs don't shed. So he just doesn't like any hair anywhere, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't know how you stop that. You know, we looked it up and was like, she thought, you know, it says maybe they don't get enough sunlight, but there is a big sliding glass door and windows and stuff down there, and we let the cat outside. But I mean, and Nicole brushes Twix. I mean, I think some cats just shed a lot more. Maybe you need to get them groomed. I don't. Ever since Jesse got Snowball groomed, Jesse said her hair is long again, and it's a lot better. Yes. She's actually at a really good length, and she let me just sit there and pet her last.
Well, the cat and my cat Twix he's super healthy too. So it's nothing with like a deficiency or anything. I think it's just him. It's just, he just sheds in.
Well, some dogs shed a ton too. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's just normal. That's how, you know, things go. And our goal still is to open the store Thanksgiving weekend.
No, not Thanksgiving weekend.
I mean, not Thanksgiving weekend. Deer hunting weekend.
Yeah.
That's what they call it up here. And we're from Michigan, so I don't know if this is all over. But they call that like Deer Widows Weekend because all the men up here take off and do their thing. So all the women go shopping or have get-togethers or go out to eat. And they call it, the Deer Widows Weekend or whatever during all that time, because women basically are left home while the husbands get to go hunt and, you know, do what they got to do.
So I also talked to my doctor about like weaning. So in the hormones and emotions that it can cause on me, because since I've been like, I don't breastfeed during the day at all. We just breastfeed at night. Significantly less. So I've been feeling like these waves of like more anxiety, more panic kind of setting in here and there. And I can kind of knock it way quicker than I used to be able to. And I think that's from like several years of experience. You forget how terrible it is until you have it again. And then once it even, like last night I woke up with it again, it's just like, oh my gosh, like what is this? Why is it here? But so it could be from weaning, but she also said that it could be even more from like me not knowing, but my body, like kind of sad that the bond is like, it's not over or anything, but it, you know, it's going to be over and it's a lot less. And just like, it's normal for a mom to kind of get super anxious about, you know, not having that anymore. So she thinks it's more of that than the actual hormone. So,
and he is like, I'm really proud of him. He is doing really well because like he knows, you know, that she's told him it doesn't taste good during the day and stuff. So he will come up and like, kind of like, you know, like just like lightly hit her there. And he'll say, no, Arrow, like no, Arrow can't have, you know, so he knows you know, but sometimes because of it, and he knows it's only at bedtime, sometimes it'll be 5:30. He might say, Mama, let's go to bed. Let's go night, night. Right.
Yeah.
Because he knows that that's his time that he, you know, gets to,
So we're still like slowly, but surely the same thing, weaning slowly, but surely. And I think Darrow, please don't. I think he turns over like quicker in the night, like almost to where I can cuddle him. Like he's a little spoon way quicker than he used to.
Does he turn away from you though then when he doesn't want to breastfeed? Does he lay the other way or does he face you or does he face the opposite of you?
He puts his back to me like the little
spoon. Because like when I nap with him, he immediately like goes in that position. So thinking, he turns his whole back to me like and like
that.
Puts my arm around him. And that's how he wants to fall asleep during his during his naps and
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
You know what I was thinking we could do this weekend is we could check out like a, not a super haunted house, but Dad wants to do a haunted house. Like what about, is there one in Minden?
There is. I think it's usually the last two weekends of the season. I was thinking about, I didn't even tell you this. Is it the last two? Oh, then it probably is this weekend. We could do that, but I was thinking that we should have a sleepover here Friday night and play games.
That'd be fun.
Because other, you know, in that way, when if Dad's tired and he wants to go into bed.
Dad would never sleep here, though. He always goes home.
No, maybe he would, though. I would say that that's what I want to do. Because he says, I know you want to do some stuff. I wanted to, since we weren't doing that, just me and him go to Frankenmuth this weekend. But he's stressed out about that few years. Was it two or three now?
Two.
Era was born already that year?
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, that Halloween that we got that COVID and we were so sick for like 6 weeks. He, you know, we both felt like, oh my gosh, we didn't know if we were going to make it through that. And so Halloween to him now relates that sickness. And he is just like, he's told me, I don't know if we should be going away at all because a lot of people say that people are getting sick again with whatever it is, whether it's the COVID, the flu, the coughs, the whatever. He said, I think we just need to kind of stick to not doing too much. He said, remember that one Halloween? Like he stresses him. It's like traumatic for him.
Yeah, it is. Cause he literally said that he did not think he was going to make it through the one night. And we checked his pulse ox and it was 90, but he would not go to the ER or anything. And then he told, he told us like, yeah, I didn't think I was going to make it. Like, and I'm like, Dad,
he was like, and I felt the same way. We both felt like we were almost too sick to get up and go to the doctor. That's what it is. Neither one of us wanted to get out of bed to even try to go to a doctor because we both felt so, so sick. And when I finally went, it was not when I was already like beating it on my own at, you know, after like, it was like the ninth day of it. And I went and got that one treatment, but I was already had pretty much felt like I was beating it. But that like, so I think that helped, but I think I was already almost to the point of, you know, being good. But I'm like, I got to get strong so I can take care of him because neither one of us could take care of each other at all. We couldn't do nothing. We both were just like, we both were sick.
And what's crazy is like, you, I know you and I had the same.
And he tested negative the entire time. So on it, to be honest, he was that sick, but it just fell on two weekends. He never even missed work. He just didn't go by anybody because he can do that. But he didn't even end up missing work because
that's
he tested.
That's why I think it put him so
I know.
Bad.
I think that's why he got so sick because he went to the doctor's office in Ubley and twice and he got tested and they were both negative both times. So he's like, well, I don't have it. You know, I just don't feel good or whatever. But I just think some people don't test. I don't know now because there's no way. I mean, because Nicole was sick. Arrow had it.
Oh, yeah, we all had it.
So, but he never, and he went a week apart both times for his test.
No, this is not funny at all. But when you think back on it, so Halloween, we all got dressed up in Wizard of Oz. And Mom wanted to be the ugly witch. What is she called? The scary witch? What is she? The witch that's green. And so.
Wicked Witch of the West or something?
Yeah, Wicked Witch of the West. So she painted her whole face green. And everything, and it did. She did all this work.
Got a big old nose, and
yeah. So then we're like 45 minutes into it, and then we're just like, Mom's just like, I am so tired. I can't keep my eyes open. I'm like, me too. Like, I'm so tired. Like,
but it was just that. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, can we just take this picture? And I don't even want to do anything. Like, I'm so, so tired. I said, I feel like I'm going to, we were sitting down. It was the first
but I'm
weekend.
Looking at Mom
she
with
wasn't
her
even
big
moved
nose.
In. She wasn't even moved into this house yet, but we came here and set up a backdrop because we had the big basement walls or whatever. Cause she had possession of it on the 20th, but she wasn't moved in yet. And this was like a week later. So we're sitting there and she has like this big round, like big bar down there, and I put my hand like on my head, and I could barely hold my head up. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I said, I am so, so, so tired.
So I felt so bad because then she just painted her whole face, and then like within 45 minutes, she's trying to wipe it all off. It's smearing everywhere, And I'm just thinking, man, we are just whipped right out. Because I think there was something we were going to do that night. And we'd never had any inclination. What's that word?
That we were sick.
That we were sick at all. Because we're always tired, I feel like. And so now this scars my dad when he sees those pictures. And Victor was the tin man. And Victor was giving me so much sass that night. So it was just like, we should get rid of those with those costumes who were so expensive. Each one was like top of the line. Dad loves Wizard of Oz. So I was like, let's do it. And we planned on it being like this whole big fun thing. And it was just terrible.
I think we just need to wear them again sometime. We can switch.
Oh, Dad
we can
never.
Switch. Dave can be the Tin Man this time. And what was Victor? Or what was Dad? The Lion?
The Lion. No, Scarecrow.
Okay. Them two can switch next time. We'll let those two switch spots
And you should be Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah. I can't be that bad witch again. When I look at the pictures now, my face was painted so dark green. You can't even see me in the pictures and some of the
she's
pictures.
She's just staring
Because I was given like an ugly look because I'm supposed to be a witch. Yeah. I guess I should post one of these pictures on the page.
Yes.
And then, yes, we had no idea we're sick. So, yeah, still get through Halloween. And it was like, I think it was the next day that I was like, I couldn't get out of bed already.
No. Oh, really? See, I think
and
it was
Dave
a couple
went to work.
Days.
Not for me. I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, I'm still really tired. I'm still really tired. But I think it was probably like 4 days later that I probably tested. Huh. And I did not know what it was because it was not even like I remember being doing anything or knowing anybody or else. I don't even remember like where it came from. Nothing. I don't know.
I don't
but it
either.
Was it was just really, really bad. We have a new thing which I just pulled one now. If we see toys that are small that go into little Boo's mouth, they immediately go into the garbage.
Yep.
Right?
There's no sense in keeping that when that can happen. Because he thinks...
And he just does it just to see our reaction, but he isn't going to get a chance because they're just going to all be in the garbage and he's not going to have any to get reactions with, is he?
No. And what's crazy is when he was even younger, he didn't do it as much as he does it now.
He just started like the last month, I'd say, don't you think?
Yeah, so what he does is he puts something in there and then he walks over and like tries to show you like, look what I got.
But sometimes he runs. That's what scares me.
No, it's terrible still. So he did that the other day when me and Vic were home and I was like, and Vic was watching him and he came up to me and I was like, what does he have in his mouth? And he's like, nothing. I was like, he had a fake coin in his mouth. And I said, going right in the trash. And I showed Vic. And then, so Vic, he did it with Vic with something. And Vic put it right in the trash. Sorry. Like, it is what it is.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yes, and we still haven't decided on the Halloween costume. He did tell me he wants to be Spider-Man. So we have a Spider-Man coming in on, we'll see how that works. And it only goes over up to his nose because he does not like anything strapped on his chin. He looks so miserable if you strap anything around his chin and he's like, take it off.
That's what Paris and Beyonce are like too.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to try. Nicole brings it over. I watched him last Saturday and you guys had a really good time. You and Victor went to tell him about that, a fundraiser.
I think we talked about that already. No,
we don't.
Oh, okay. So this past weekend, Victor and I went to a fundraiser. It was a bowling fundraiser for a high school boys. Or my cousin's, Sandusky's basketball team. And so my mom watched Arrow. So Victor and I actually got to go out. So we were bowling like Scotch doubles. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And with my aunt, Tiffany and Jimmy. And it was really fun. And we had a great time.
You won lots of raffles.
We won tons of raffles and really great stuff, really great prizes. And my aunt Tiff actually won 5 times. She was embarrassed. But it's like when you buy a lot of tickets, you know, you're trying to like help them raise money and stuff. So it's super fun to win. We won 3 or 4 times. But it was so awesome. And it was a great date night. Like, and I didn't drink at all or anything. Vic had a couple drinks. I took him and got him he wanted ice cream after. And then we went home and it was 9:30 and Vic goes, oh my God, it feels like 12 o'clock. We're getting old. I'm like, I know it's only 9:30, But anyways, it was a great time.
And they dropped Arrow off. And she brings in this chipmunk costume in a bag. And she says, here, see if he's going to wear this. Because if not, I have to send it back. She's like, I can't get it on him. And I got it. I had to like argue with him a little bit or bribe him. And I got it on him. Except for when I put the face on, he's like, get it off.
I knew you'd be able to at least get it on.
I said, nope, Nicole, he is not going to wear this. So Alvin and the Chipmunks is out. At least that is... But we'll see how the Spider-Man comes. He picked it out himself, so we'll see. He talks about Spider-Man a lot, and he likes to watch.
You know what's weird is he never once has talked to Spider-Man. I tried to watch it with him yesterday after you told me that, and he was just like not interested in
what it. Kind of Spider-Man did you watch?
I tried the cartoon, I tried the real, and I tried the in between.
He likes the one where they're just normal kids. And they play, I don't know what it's called, but I think, is it on Disney? They're just like normal kids. And then their mom don't know that they can turn into superheroes. Do you know what it is? No. That's not the one you watched.
Well, that might be like Coco Melon vibe. So I don't let them watch that. If it's like that fast paced color or whatever, I don't. So maybe that's why he likes it. Mom,
I'll have to show you what
there's only, so many like versions watched... of Coco Melon hidden out there, you guys. Like I do not let Arrow watch them because it's just like way too, he's already hyper enough, way too much. But yeah, that's probably what it is.
I'll show you. We only watched it one day, but he wanted to watch 3 episodes of it. He like really liked it, and he said, I'm Spider-Man. And then he said, and I bought him a he likes to like, because Victor works out, he likes to like punch things. So Jesse had this when he was little, and it's like that blow up punching bag when you put on the blow up gloves and you box it. And I got him that for Christmas, and I actually gave it to him this week too, and it's of Spider-Man. So he was that was Spider-Man too, so he was enjoying that. And then I don't know, just in the last couple of weeks he's like Spider-Man. I keep telling him that I'm gonna get him the because he likes messy stuff. And when Jesse was little, he had that, you hook it, it's like a glove that shoots out, what is that stuff? You know,
like silly string?
Like silly string, like spider web. So I had been talking to him about that, maybe he can get that for Christmas. So I think that's when he started like liking
Spider-Man. When Arrow's with me, 100% of the time, we're doing arts and crafts. Like it's craft after craft. He actually, for the first time, I took a picture of his permanent marker on my wall for the first time. He did it so fast. I couldn't even, I know there's a way to get it off. I got to look it up, but like, here we go.
I buy all washable ones for my house because he literally, he writes on every, he asked me though, can I write on this? And I'm like, no. So like cardboard boxes is the only thing that I try to let him write on that's not like paper or notes. But I do buy all washable because he is fast. He's gotten I have a table and chairs, and he has gotten that good. Yeah,
Mom was sitting in with him in the back seat yesterday while I was up front driving home from the store, and we literally said like four words of a sentence to me, and he had his whole, he figured out how to get the water out of his sippy cup by squeezing down on it, and he was drenched.
Yes, totally drenched.
And just like my mom was not looking at him for like 4 words that she was saying, and then she turns and it's just, so I don't know.
And I was right next to him. Not even like, there isn't even no space in there. I think my hand was even in, like probably on his knee in the car seat. Like that's how like close, because I realized it right away, but he did it. And then he was like, get me more water. He's thirsty. I'm like, you're not thirsty. You just want to pour more water out. So I was like, nope.
So if your kid plays and entertains him or herself, you are lucky. Because mine does not.
it's only for 10 minutes at a time. And it's funny because it isn't just us. Like he wears Victor out. He wears, Dave wouldn't even come in.
Victor has to take him. So Victor and I have gotten in arguments about this because he will not stay with Arrow in the house. He has to take him somewhere to this, even if it's just Walmart, because he can put him in a grocery cart and push him around. It's easier on him because Victor cannot, he takes him to the water park. It's easier on him because he cannot contain him in our house because he wants to do a million things.
And there's
he
a big messes. House, so it should be, but he's fast. Like I even tell Dave, I'm like, I'm not picking up anything until he leaves, you know, because, and I'll try to like, let's work on like, okay, we got to pick this up and then we can get another one out. We get 70% of the game picked up and he's already, I'm going downstairs, I'm going upstairs, and he's grabbing something else. So then I follow him fast because I just don't know how, you know, he's just fast and I don't know what he's going to get out in them 5 seconds because he's faster than me, isn't he, Nicole?
He's so fast. Yeah, he is. It worries me because worries me for anyone. You turn your back for 1 second and he's gone.
And he's getting out of games. He's always, this is his favorite thing to me to say. He's like, I got idea, Mia. And then it's always to get a different game out. Let's get Nana's game. Let's get whatever game he wants to get. So we'll get the whatever out. And then he'll play for maybe 15 minutes with me with it. Then he'll be like, Mia, what's your idea? He wants to know my idea. So then I have to have an idea of what we can play next. Then it goes back to his idea. And he likes you to sit. And I am not one that can sit on the floor. He likes me to sit on the floor and play all the games and then get back up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm way too old. I cannot do this. So if I'm sitting, he'll be like, get up, Mia. And constant hide and seek. I play hide and seek every day. There's never a day that I do not play hide and seek. I played it today. Did you play hide and seek today?
Yes.
Yes. Every day is hide and seek.
I played bubbles. I played so many things today, but he did dump all of the bubbles out on the floor and I was like, okay, they're all gone. Which was kind of a blessing in disguise.
The thing he's been following me around in my house with is water balloons. He wants me to blow up water balloons. And I said, no,
you got to hide those.
I did today.
Well, how many sugar cookies did he get at your house today, mother?
Two.
Yeah. And they're really good. Big homemade sugar cookies. Ouch. But he does not need those.
And I had them. They came in containers because I ordered them for a couple of different people for some gifts. And his first thing, he didn't even think about it. First thing he seen, he says, when I got him there this morning, you got cookies, Mia? You have cookies, Mia? And oh my goodness, he's like, he had me open the box. He had to look at each one, see which one he wants to eat. Oh, he is, I a little bit spoiled him there this morning.
You give him all the good stuff. She goes like this. I bought him two things. I bought him this punching bag and this crocodile game. It's for Christmas. You know, one day he goes over there, it's the crocodile game. The next day, it's the punching bag thing. I'm like, Mom.
I did get him that elephant and I went and hid that.
Hey, so, Arrow, you do not throw stuff at the dog.
So I got them that elephant because I think he'd like that. It's like the game where the elephant shoots up the trunk and you go around with a net and you try to catch. I think it's, I don't know if it's butterflies or what. I remember my nieces and nephews having that at their house and they had a lot of fun with it, but I think he will have fun with that. But I hid that because, and I got him some clothes for a few outfits and I hid them too so that I don't give him all of his stuff.
All right, so we got to wrap up because he's throwing stuff at the dogs. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.